All right, we're back. It is Marks and Reese. We'll play you what Sirianni said about Jalen Hurts coming up in 1 second. Baldy, Brian Baldinger. He has reviewed the tape of Sunday's loss. He will give his opinion, and then we'll talk to him about the same thing we're talking about right now. Like, how bad do the Eagles need a veteran wide receiver? How bad are the receivers right now? We heard Nick Sirianni's answer. Like, I know we don't believe him. He's not going to rip his players, but do they, like, would Baldy go after one of the top guys out there? So we'll talk to Baldy about everything with the Eagles coming up here at 4 o'clock. So Nick Sirianni asked about Jalen Hurts, how he spoke about him, how he was followed up on it. Nick Sirianni got to talk about Jalen. Listen.
Jalen knows where he stands with us. You know, he knows he's our quarterback. That's how do you know where you stand with a coaching staff? Because you communicate and you talk over and over and over and over again. And so Jalen knows where he stands with us. I thought he did a great job of getting better throughout the year, as we've talked about. And so, yeah, there's no secrets there. He knows he's our guy.
All right, that was Nick Sirianni today talking about, and like you had said, you said it the day after the game or when we talked to you that. He was confident in his answer when he spoke after the game. Mm-hmm. You felt like it wasn't I'm scared to say something about Jalen Hurts and his performance this year. No, right. Even after a bad game, he gave a strong answer on what he thought of Jalen Hurts this season. So,
yeah, I know the quarterback stuff will get talked about, but I don't know. First of all, most people here don't want to move on from Jalen Hurts. There are some people who don't believe in him. But I just don't see it. So until there is something there that says the Eagles have the ability to improve the position, he's the quarterback. Like, they said it. I'm just trying to figure out, give him some weapons to get better.
Yeah, he's the quarterback.
Like, he threw 16 touchdowns and completed 60% of his passes. Like, okay, if he's going to be the quarterback, how do we improve on this?
Right.
Like, how do you improve on this? You get him easier throws. You get him targets that'll make catches, guys that'll make plays for him. Like, it isn't all about the quarterback throwing the ball and going to catch it himself. You look at the playoffs, every one of these damn quarterbacks have top-notch receivers. Is Cooper Kupp not a top-notch receiver?
Oh, sure.
Did the Rams not trade for Odell Beckham?
Absolutely.
Okay, so if those guys need that level of help, why do we have to sit here and be like, oh, yeah, Quez Watkins, the number two wide receiver, and Jalen Rager.
So is this a Howie thing?
This is me saying, dude, go get help for Jalen Hurts.
Because they, for whatever
reason.
Are you
wasting time with him?
But even with Carson, there was an urgency to go out and get him a top wide receiving core.
Ah, the difference is the level of the quarterback there. That's the difference.
No, I know, but the best receivers he had was in his time was
Alshon Torrey.
And when there were guys that were available out there that could have been had for a draft pick and you would have had to pay them, they didn't really seem interested in doing anything like that. So is this just they're doing the same philosophy that they had then?
No, I think it's different because they won the Super Bowl in Wentz's second year. So now you're paying guys. You're not going out. You paid Alshon. He was your top-notch receiver.
You paid him like he was
the top. That's what they did. They paid him. They gave him an extension. So they weren't going to go out, although they did 2 years later go get DeSean Jackson.
Yeah.
So they added guys. They added guys. And that's what you do when you believe in the quarterback. Like that's what you do. If I'm looking at Jalen Hurts as a quarterback this year, I'm saying if we're going with this guy, how do I make his job easier? How can I make his job easier? How can I make Nick Sirianni's job easier? Move the ball, man. Get a playmaker. Like, get somebody that improves the passing game, that you can get points easier. You know what I didn't hear? Along with being the number one rushing team in the league, that we were the number one scoring team in the league. That I did not hear that.
No.
So, there's a lot of games we went through stretches of no points.
Oh, yeah, it was bad. It was. I mean, wouldn't you want Jalen Hurts? Wouldn't you want a receiver that you can just – I mean, it could be DeAndre Hopkins to Kyler Murray. Murray knows that he's got a 50-50 guy that he can throw the ball up to, he can do the back shoulder, and it's going to work.
Every team with a young quarterback, man, Buffalo went out and got Diggs. There's so many examples out there. Like, the examples are everywhere.
Yep.
And their team took off. They went and got Diggs. They went to the AFC Championship game. Josh Allen was an MVP candidate.
Yep.
Completed 70% of his passes that year. I'm just saying. So it matters. We can slow roll this thing, but just understand we'll be celebrating victories over the likes of Detroit, Jacksonville, you know, the bottom feeding teams.
Yeah.
Because we get to play 8 of those a year.
Same thing as this year.
Yeah, we get to play 8 of those games a year. The Giants.
Yeah.
Those would be our big games, beating up on Jake Fromm.
Well, you better hope the Giants don't get Russell Wilson or Washington doesn't get Russell Wilson. Because now you're the third best team in your division.
Yep.
If you're lucky. Our Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Did you get engaged over the holidays? Visit the experts at Mark's Jewelers for the best selection of wedding rings. Online, marks-jewelers.com. So after listening to Howie Roseman and Nick Sirianni, it sure felt like the Eagles' approach to this offseason wasn't going to be aggressive. It wasn't going to be sense of urgency. We needed to go out there and we need to get guys now to compete. So the question is, what do you want the Eagles to do this offseason? How do you want them to approach it? Is aggressive with a sense of urgency, and you're really trying to compete next year. You're trying to take that next step, or B, build, keep all your draft picks, don't worry about really competing next year. And I can't believe that 49% of the people are saying B. Like, Jack, B.
They want to, well, I mean, because, well, listen, some people, when that question is thrown out there, there is this defense of Jalen. That if it means keeping Jalen Hurts here, then let's slow roll it. That's essentially what everybody is feeling.
Is that what it is?
Yes. What other reason would it be?
I mean,
they like Jalen Hurts and they want Jalen Hurts here.
Well, I would think if you like Jalen Hurts, you would want them to go out and say, "Man, we need to surround him with more talent."
Yes, but I'm saying they are interpreting the question that way. Because what else would they like? What other way? You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
You can't be satisfied with the wide receiving core.
No.
Right? You can't be satisfied with that.
No, and I would take one of those draft picks, and if there's a veteran guy out there that's a difference maker, I'm using a first-round draft pick for him, and I'll give him a new contract. I don't care.
Yep. You're not paying anybody else.
Nope. There's nothing else you can get on this team offensively that can matter and can make a difference like that. Let's go to Chuck in Mount Airy.
Hey, Chuck.
Chuckles, how you doing, buddy?
Yo, Johnny Marks, Jack Reese, what's up, buddy?
What's up, Chuck?
All right, listen, Chuck, we need to get you on the record because you were, at least my sources told me, that you were elusive in talking about Jalen Hurts the other day on Midday Show.
Nah, listen, he's a bum.
Is he your guy, Jalen Hurts, going forward?
Hey, first of all, welcome back. We miss you.
Thank you, Chuck. Anyway, I appreciate it, brother. Thank you.
No problem. Jalen, he's my guy. But I'm saying this, right? Here's the situation. No, seriously, man. I'm sick of this. Howie Roseman is a fraud. And I'm going to tell you why he's a fraud, right? Because every year, he gets to pick players out there like Jalen Reagor, Quez Watkins, those type of guys out there, you know what I mean, and not give a quarterback help, even when Wentz was here. You know what I mean? It was the same thing with McNabb. And even though it was a different regime,
Yeah.
They never get a quarterback weapon, the Eagles, period.
Yeah, I don't know why.
It's like a blind spot there.
Yeah, and I don't know why, man. And he get to keep his job every year and have job security. I bet if his ass was on the hot seat, he would draft better. He would make sure he picked weapons around the talent that he already got here. I think it's unfair to Jalen. It's unfair to Nick. It's unfair to the fan base that you continue to trap these people out here that shouldn't be on the field. Jalen Reagor should never touch a football in the Eagles uniform again, period. I'm over him. I'm done with him. Quez is nothing more than a number three, maybe, number four. Mm-hmm. Dallas Goedert is a nice tight end, but he ain't no Kittles. He ain't no Kelsey. You know what I mean? These guys going out there, these teams going out here, and Johnny Marsh, drafting players, man. When are we going to start having a sense of urgency, you know, and start, you know, saying we're going to put some players on the field? Because at the end of the day, what wins football games is talent. I'm tired of trying to draft choir boys. I'm tired of trying to draft people that fit in, quote unquote, good with the locker room.
Right.
Enough of that nonsense. Go get some talent, man. Michael Parsons he came out with a little niche on his name.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You got talented. Talent overweights all that, man. You know what I'm saying? So I'm sick of Howie Roseman being able to sit here. Not saying he's doing a terrible job this year, but I mean, he sits here and he knows he has job security, so he sits here and he twiddles his thumbs, and he's able to put that crack on the field every year and sell us a bag of goods saying we're going to be a competitive team. But we're not. We're not. You got to draft well. You got to hit free agency. And this year you got an opportunity to do that with the draft picks we got and the money we got. It shouldn't be – it should be a no-brainer this year, period. If you don't build a team this year, you're never going to build a team the right way.
Good call, Chuck. I agree,
why do you think he's doing it, Chuck? See, I think some of it is this is another audition for Jalen Hurts, and this is a hedge season to where they're not going out. They're going to see what he looks like. They don't want to use all their assets and their money in case they have to use another draft pick to go get another guy.
But that don't have to be like that. You already know what you got in Jalen.
No, you don't.
If you put some talent, yes, you do. If you put some talent around him, you'll really know what you got him.
Well, I mean, let me say this. Let me say this. Like I'm not being positive when I say I know what I have with him, right? Like, what I'm trying to do is give him the benefit of the doubt and say he can take that next step. But he's not going to take that next step by standing pat and not adding to the offense.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You need help. The guy can't go out there and just, okay, beat Joe Montana overnight or Steve Young overnight and say, okay, with the crap that he got out there.
And guess what? They had Jerry Rice and John Taylor to throw the ball to.
Thank you. So they built that program well. Yeah. Look at Patrick Mahomes. Weapons around him.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the best, Josh Allen. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Stafford. This goes on.
Yep.
They built a team properly around these guys to make them successful, man.
Got to give them talent. You want them to throw the thing.
DK Metcalf with Jalen Hurts, and I just want to see what he can do with those guys and a Devontae Smith with as a second receiver.
Right.
I mean, give me something like that. Give him a good running game. I'm not talking about having a guy in there that he don't know if he's going to get hurt or not. A solid running game.
Yeah, the best, the best running team in the league, Chuck. What do you mean?
Jalen had a lot to do with that.
Yeah, you're right.
You know that.
He's our leading rusher.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Thank you, Mike. I'm talking about a running back that's your bell cow. You can hand the ball to him. He's going to get you 5, 6, 7 yards, a carry.
Yep.
That type of guy. And Miles is a good player, but you never know.
Can't stay healthy. Hasn't put up 1,000 yards. Thank you, Chuck. Yeah, I mean, that's reality. It'd be nice to have a guy that was like, yep, he's our number one. We don't have to worry about him. He's going to stay healthy. Good with everything that he does. I mean, they don't have that guy right now. But, I mean, I'm less worried about the running back situation than I am with Jalen Hurts. And potentially, they got to add a wide receiver, Ike. They can't
but it's looking at it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not just adding a wide receiver. It's
a difference making
wide
receiver.
It's who you add, yes.
So it's not that this regime hasn't put a priority on the wide receiver. They just used 2 first-round draft picks in a row on him.
Yeah.
It's just that now it's
– dude, we threw 16 touchdowns this year. We went away from throwing the ball. There's a reason for that. Like twisting ourselves trying to figure out the passing game. Like, we watched it. There is no passing game. There is none. Now, for them, they need to decide – who was more at fault, the quarterback or the receivers? Like, they know that. Forget about guessing. They know. They know plays that are called. They know where the ball is supposed to go. They know where the receivers are supposed to go. They watch the film. This ain't outside guessing because you like this person versus that person. They sit there and evaluate this film and break it down. So the passing game struggle, either it's because the receivers or it's the quarterback, or maybe it's the combination of both. I mean, it could very well be that as well.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no way anybody could look at this team for 17 weeks this season, 18, 19, bye week, and then the playoff game, and be happy about the passing game. Who in the hell – let me hear somebody say they're happy about the passing game. Man, I'm just saying, let somebody even say they're happy about the passing game. You can't even lie and say that. You can't even try to, you know, they did a lot of talking about the receivers individual-wise. They talked about Jalen individually. They ain't talk about the passing game.
No.
They didn't talk about we averaged 200 yards a game passing.
It was the weakness of the
offense.
Certainly it was. Yeah, I mean, they couldn't stay on the field. It hurt the defense. They needed to run the ball just to keep the defense off the field. Yeah.
It was the toughest thing to watch this year.
And like you said, it's easy just to put it on Jalen Hurts, but they know if it's
No, they know.
70% like, Jalen Hurts.
Now,
or
they
whatever.
Know if it's Jalen Hurts, too, now. They right. know that. So, right. you know, but I'm saying they know.
Yeah.
They know.
Andy in Deptford. Andy, how are you, buddy? What's up?
Yo, Marks. What's up, buddy?
What's up? How are you, man?
Yo, Ike, what's good, bro? I love you, big dog.
Appreciate it, bro. I'm back in here. What's up, babe?
With the whole Jalen Hurts situation, Eagles fans, it's okay to say he may not be our franchise quarterback going forward. I mean, when we look at the landscape of the NFL, right, there's, what would you guys say? Probably 8, maybe 10 legit stud franchise quarterbacks that could win you a Super Bowl, right?
Yep.
Do you guys agree with that?
I do.
Mm-hmm.
8 to 10. So there's 22 other teams clamoring for that guy. So, you know, we don't know if Hurts is the guy or not. We want to see more of him, right? Absolutely. I know I do. Mm-hmm. But like everyone's been saying, we got to build around him. We got these, you know, Lurie and Roseman fell in love with speed. So they spent all this draft capital on Hightower, Watkins. Who was the other receiver we got?
Arthago Whiteside.
Whiteside.
Sheldon Gibson.
Like, you're trying to hit on something that you see from other teams, but you got to get the proven. We got to get a vet in here that can demand coverage, that can loosen up
right.
Devontae Smith getting doubled. Mm-hmm. We need that. Mm-hmm. And I love OG Wade, right? But he's got this affection for Hurts where it's like Hurts above the Eagles. Like, I mean, come on. He wanted to trade. We need a stud running back. We need that. He wanted to trade Miles Sanders and a first-round pick for Javonte Williams. What? Like,
well, he said, get whatever you get, whatever you have to get.
I was not in favor of that. And first of all, Denver is not. Well, I guess if you throw a first-round pick in there, they may do it.
Right.
Oh, they would definitely do that. But I look at the running back, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know better than anybody else. That position is probably the easiest in the NFL to fill. Whether you sign a vet that's proven or you get a guy in the second, third, or fourth round, usually that's where the stud running backs come from. Those first-round running backs are usually bust. I mean, the Giants know all about that with Barkley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, you're right. Yep.
So I think running back will be able to fill. I think we got to get another wide receiver. But people just got to be patient with this whole thing. Like I said, I want to win more than any other fan. But
how patient?
There's only 8 or 10 of those top guys. They just don't fall off of trees. It's not just Aaron Rodgers on every other team. It's just not. So, I mean, you look at the team still standing, they're the team that got one of those guys, right?
Yep.
So we don't have one of those guys, though.
Do we?
No, we don't.
Here's the thing, John. I don't think so. But there's a possibility that he can grow into something more than what we anticipate, more than what we expect.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's it.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
And if you build the team correct, appreciate the call. And if you build the team correctly, you know, can Jalen win with enough talent around them? We certainly have seen lesser quarterbacks go out and win if you put a strong team around them. So, you know, that's where those intangibles and things of that nature do come in. But you can only do that when you fully commit to the guy. If you're still hedging and just waiting for an opportunity to improve the position, like that, the team senses that. I think that's a big issue in Cleveland. Not that I think Baker is anything special, but when you didn't give Baker an extension last offseason, you let everyone know that you aren't sold on a guy who just got you your first playoff win since Kevin Mack and Ernest Byner was on the damn team.
Yeah.
I think I'm correct in that. I know it's been a long time since Cleveland has won a
playoff
game.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know your organization doesn't truly believe in him, otherwise you would have resigned him. So what do you think?
Yeah, so
what do you think?
So that sort of filters, you know, whether it filters through the locker room or the fan base. The fan base gets a sense of that. So now the fan base isn't 100% behind him.
And that's what it became, like in Cleveland sports radio, the entire season was Baker Mayfield.
Yes.
It was actually one of the smart things that the Eagles did that ended up blowing up in their face was signing Carson Wentz before they had the opportunity of, are they going to re-sign him? Like, you didn't want it to become an issue in training camp, so they re-signed him. Yeah. Now, it didn't end up working out, but they didn't have that.
That's what most teams do.
Yes.
That's what most teams do with their young players.
Yes. All right. So just like, how important is a wide receiver to a team? Jack, I know you're a guy that doesn't really believe you need a number one wide receiver. Has that changed?
I think you can find them. My point is, like, I don't like using top 10 picks on them.
Okay.
Nah, Jamar Chase would have been a wasted pick.
Yeah, right. Listen.
Right, like this isn't 2007 or 2005. Yeah. This is different now, right? So if you look at any of the top five teams in the NFL, they all have a bona fide number one receiver. Mm-hmm. Tennessee Titans, I know he didn't play a lot this year, but AJ Brown's a legit.
Yes.
Kansas City, of course. Buffalo, of course. Cincinnati. Man, I love all three of the wide receivers. Yeah. Even the Raiders, Hunter Renfrow had a really good season. Deshaun caught a couple balls in the playoff game. But
they don't have an elite wide receiver on their team.
They don't have an elite wide receiver,
they have an elite tight end.
But, I mean, would you rather have their receivers? What would Jalen Hurts look like with the Raiders receivers over? Yeah.
I mean, just look at the Chargers. I mean, the Cowboys receivers.
Green Bay, Tampa Bay, Dallas, Rams. Cardinals.
Yeah, the receivers don't matter. By the way, look at what the Cardinals have looked like without DeAndre Hopkins.
Yep.
You think it's a coincidence their season took a turn? They lost five out of the last six games? Still beat those frauds in Dallas, because guess what? You can beat Dallas without your best player.
You can.
But look how they looked in that game against the Rams. 11 points. Kyler Murray is out here throwing underhand passes in the end zone. Like, I mean, without having a go-to guy who you can rely on that can get open, they beat that same Rams team in Los Angeles this year.
With
DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, they lost, the entire offense lost their mojo without having him. Without a doubt. Because Murray knows what he can do no matter what is 50-50 ball.
Well, now
boom.
Christian Kirk doesn't have to be the number one wide receiver.
Yeah, there's a domino effect.
It's a trickle. Yeah, exactly.
It is.
So that's what would happen if you added one to our team. It helps out the other guys.
Well, I don't know.
I wonder, when you added Torrey and Alshon, how did Nelson look?
He has best year. 215-592-9494. The Eagles, not a lot of urgency. Not a lot of urgency. 215-592-9494. Baldy is coming up next. What did he think of the Eagles' game plan on Sunday? Would he bring Hurts back? And we'll ask him, should they be aggressive this offseason or continue to build slower? Marks and Resell, 94 WIP.
Hey, each win means that much more in the NFL playoffs. That's right. We are moved on to the second round of this thing. That's why FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is hooking new customers up with 30-1 enhanced odds for the divisional playoffs. Bet $5 to win $150 on any team to win any divisional playoff game. Now I'm going with Cincinnati, Kansas City, Green Bay, and Los Angeles to win this weekend. Those are my picks this weekend. As I sit here on a Wednesday, those are my picks this weekend. Could change by the time we get to Friday. That's just how I feel today. Just sign up for FanDuel Sportsbook and make a deposit to claim your 30-1 enhanced odds. There's no better place to bet the NFL playoffs than on America's number one sportsbook. It's simple and easy to use. Oh, man, it's generous promotions. They offer them every day. It's safe and secure with the best in-class customer service. You can look for it. Now, FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. Already have FanDuel Sportsbook? Guess what? FanDuel is hooking all customers up with $50 when you refer a friend. Plus, your friend will get $50 too. Don't miss your chance to win $150 off a $5 bet when you use promo code Ike. When signing up, make sure you download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Again, use promo code Ike and pick your divisional playoff team before kickoff.